lives. So, I never really talk about this kind of thing on my page, but I've gotten a few comments recently that have really gotten to me about my physical appearance. So in honor of taking the attention away from my physical appearance, I thought I could answer some frequently asked questions, as well as just kind of tell you guys some facts about me. Okay. So let's start off simple. I was born and raised in the state of Maine until I was 12. My parents pulled me out of kindergarten because I was really struggling, especially socially. My mom said I would just kind of stare. I would sit in the classroom and stare, and I couldn't get any of my work done because I was just looking at the other kids. I had no idea how to act or like what was normal. And I know I was a little kid, but I've just always felt like I'm on a different wavelength than other people. So I ended up being homeschooled, long story short, until I was 12. And that's when my parents decided to move abroad. So we lived in China, in southern China, in the province of Shenzhen in Shekou, across the water from Hong Kong. My parents worked for an international American school organization, and after 2 years in China, we moved to Eastern Europe, to Slovakia, Bratislava, Slovakia to be specific, and I did all 4 years of high school there. When I graduated, I had absolutely no clue at all what I wanted to do. So I just kind of went with the flow per usual. I just always felt really lost and like I didn't have directions. So my college counselor suggested some schools. I applied to them and went to the one that my parents could afford. Shocker, but I had no clue what I wanted to major in. So I waited until the end of my sophomore year when the deadline was to decide. And I chose environmental science because I've always loved nature so much. And I have just always centered a lot of my life around being outside and appreciating the little things in nature, like bugs and frogs and plants, and just a lot of the little things that people, like spiders and beetles and snakes, that a lot of people are afraid of. Like, I'm so quirky and different. No. But regardless, nature has just always fascinated me. I think the way ecosystems work, how everything just is here for a reason, and every species, even the ones that are perceived as gross in our society, they're here for a reason, and I've always felt so passionate about that. So that's what I went with. Have I worked in that field at all? A little bit. So when I graduated in 2020, I worked at a state park as a night patrol officer. I know, you probably wouldn't have guessed, but I really loved it. But it was mainly a summer gig. So during the fall and winter, I was just working customer service type jobs, mainly in grocery stores. I worked at a couple of small co-op/health food stores. One day, I just happened to get really, really lucky through a connection, and I scored a job at a wonderful, wonderful place that was a community for mentally disabled adults, and I worked as a caregiver there. Unfortunately, it ended on really bad terms. If you guys want more of a story time on that, I can definitely do that. But I was involved in a court case that got my two bosses fired for very good reason. It was scary. But the organization itself was wonderful, and I loved working there. I especially loved the 4 men that I caretook for. They changed my life forever, and I have remained in that field since. I now caretake for 2 individuals. One of them is an elderly gentleman. He is precious. And then the one that I work more often for is a disabled veteran. saying he is the most wonderful person I've ever met, and I had the honor, pleasure of moving in with him in the summer of 2022, I believe, and it's just been wonderful. I love the little home that we have created. Speaking of which, we have three pet rats, because a home to me is not a home without pets. I always grew up with pets. Chickens, mainly chickens and cats. And I also had a dog growing up. Not at all to be like, oh, poor me, or depresso, for lack of a better way of saying it, but I've never really had many friends. And that's one of the reasons why I've just loved the community that I found here in the ASMR world. I love you, my mutuals, and just everyone who follows me and supports me. Thank you guys so, so much from the bottom of my heart. My best friend my whole life has been my sister. We are 20 months apart. So they're 24 almost in December, and I'm 26. I'm 26. So I'm a bit of a late bloomer, I've always said. And there's nothing wrong with that. All through my later teen years, early 20s, up until like maybe even 6 months ago, I was very convinced I would be childless for the rest of my life upon like my own decision. Not because I can't have children, as far as I know, but I just couldn't justify bringing more children into the world when there's already so many that don't have moms and dads that are living in the foster system, and just many other situations that I don't even know about, because I've lived in such a privileged little bubble my whole life. And as I got older and I just learned more about the world, the concept of having children just started to scare me more and more.